This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. It's been a little while. Last time he was on the show was back in September of 2021, and I'm talking about no other than CanB Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CANB, and with us today is the president and CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Marco Alfonzi. Marco, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Everett. How's everything going?
Oh, everything is excellent, and speaking of excellent, you should have a smile so big we could stick a banana in it sideways. I mean, with all this news that you came out with in March, I'm so excited to have you on the show today and really catch up what you've been doing, because it sounds like you've been pressing a lot of palms and making things happen over there. Just real quickly, give my new listeners and my old listeners just an introduction and a quick overview of the company and what you guys do.
Yep, no worries, Evan. And thank you again for having us on the show. It's good to be back. So CanB Corp is a health and wellness company, and we have five operating divisions, but we have three of them that are heavily into doing revenues. So the first one being, if people haven't heard our story before, is Pure Health Products. Pure Health Products is a Lacey, Washington facility. It's approximately 10,000 square foot. We have gotten to the point that we are now NSF approved. That is a level 7 clean room. You have GMP, you got ISO 9000, then you have NSF. And that to me is huge, because now we can start fulfilling orders for big box stores, you know, like Walmart, Walgreens, over the counter stuff. Yeah, so that's exciting. And more importantly, we make all our salves, roll-ons, tinctures, all the SKUs that we make for white and private label products with and without CBD is made in Pure Health Products. So that's going well. And the exciting news is now we're finally NSF approved. And that to me is exciting. Our second operating division is going to be the hemp division. And that we have broken down. Q3, we made some major acquisitions. And the way we brought that in, we increased our assets to over $16 million on the balance sheet. But we were able to pick up Colorado. Colorado was some of the old UCAN assets in there. And what we did was we're able to be vertically integrated from cradle to grave. I know a lot of companies say that, but we are physically vertically integrated. We grow out in Colorado and New York. We have two grow licenses. And then we process in Colorado. So we bring it from the flower all the way to crude, winter crude, and then we make isolate. In that isolate facility right now, we are approximately doing, I don't know, 5 to 1,000 kilos on a weekly basis of isolate. And then we'll send that isolate to two other facilities that we have. We have one in Miami and one in Tennessee that we have isomer labs. So those isomers now, we have SOPs for Delta 8, Delta 10, THCO, and HHC. Those are different isomers. We'll get them. We'll get into a little later on. Those are yielding a much higher premium, as well as our Miami division. We're opening up several labs associated with consumption lounges, if you will. So we took the microbrew concept of the regular beer brew houses, and we made it into a consumption lounge. But you'll be able to come in, buy CBD or CBD products or Delta 8 products or Delta 10, and still have the ability to enjoy them in a lounge that in the evening will turn into quasi nightclub. So we'll have live DJs, live bands. All our drinks will be made with under 0.3% THC products. So like those hard seltzers you see that the kids are drinking today, in our world, we're not going to be serving alcohol. We will be served infused products like that, and that's going to be exciting moving forward. And then our last operating, go ahead.
I was going to say, let me just interject here for a second. You know, and I don't know if you remember this, but about maybe a little over a year ago, you sent me a care package. And I just want my listeners to know, I'm not getting paid for this advertisement or anything like that. But I gave that to my wife, myself, and my friends. And I tell you what, they said, Everett, that was the greatest CBD ointment and roll-ons we have ever used. There's been other companies that's come on my show and given me a care package. And I can tell you, nothing has really lined up as good as your products. They really do work. I just wanted to say that before we go on. So thank you so much for the care package. Never did say thank you to you over a year ago. And like I said, last time you were on the show was back in September of 2021. But go ahead.
Wow. We thank you as a company, and I thank my company employees to having you make a statement like that is very important to us. And our last division is DuraMed. That's our medical device company where we are now in, we do no-fault insurance. So we buy the SAMS Pro 2.0. It is a FDA medical approved device. It's a 4-hour wearable device that you need patches with. It's ultrasound. It delivers 9,000 joules of energy in a 4-hour wearable period. More importantly, the dynamic in the no-fault business has been unbelievable in New York, and we are now in Michigan. And in Michigan, we have doubled our business that we have been doubling in New York because of the size of the state. So we're excited about that. And that's pretty much as an overview, you know, a quick overview, because I'm sure the listeners have heard us a couple of times on this spot.
Yeah, I want, you know, I asked you to come back on the show for a couple of reasons. In March, I thought you put out some really breaking news that I thought it's going to be a game breaker and a paradigm shift for your business. One, the new partnership with Primex, that came out, I think, March 3rd. And also, finally, it was a definitive agreement. Now it is an agreement, to my understanding, with ADP, American Development Partners. Tell us the news on those two fronts, and where are we at in the development of those two partnerships?
Yeah, so, yep, in March we signed the Brazilian contract with Invisa and stuff, and that's exciting because Brazil does not allow even melatonin. It wasn't even legal in Brazil. CBD was not legal. But right. Now it has made a pivot and a change. So we have been working on this for several months now, going back and forth, having them test our products, having us to be in compliance to where they believe their government is. And what they do in Brazil, the physician has to write a prescription for CBD. So we're to the point that they accepted us, and now we have final products that we're ready to get going and ship over there to Brazil. And the physicians are going to start writing scripts in behalf of our product. And I don't know how large it gets, but all I'm saying is I'm pretty excited about it for the simple reason we're one of the first companies in there.
Well, I'll tell you how large it is. I think you're being a little modest, but I've done some research over the weekend, and you can correct me if you want to, Marco, but Primex is so big over there that they serve over 120,000 retailers in Brazil. Is that correct?
Yes.
I think that's a game changer.
It is, but I just want to stay as conservative as possible. You know, at the end of the day, hopefully we sign deals to do one thing, and that is to create additional revenues that you see ongoing moving forward. And we believe we'll be successful in that.
Now, how about on the part of the financing and development of the CBD lounges featuring your health and wellness products with American Development Partners? I understand that you guys just solidified that agreement. Where are we at in that process?
So the American Development Partners was a concept for us, and it is mushrooming out. So we were able to secure the American Development Partners to create and raise over $200 million to build 50 of these consumption lounges that are assigned to our labs. In other words, we took the microbrewery concept, and then we were able to add a lounge to it. So you'll see when you walk into our facilities, and the first one will be opening up Q2 in Windward at the end of Q2, we're targeting. in Wynwood.
Down near Miami, right?
Yeah, Miami's a hot spot for this kind of stuff. But, you know, people aren't drinking anymore. People are just want to go out. They want to get a little lifted, if you will, and then feel comfortable. Yeah. But so you can see us making these products in our facilities. We'll have gelato made with it. We will have gummies there. You can see us doing the vapes, the chocolates, the candy bars. And then you'll be able to purchase them, hang out. We have, we put in the location in Miami, we have 4 85-inch TVs that communicate as one. So we're also making it a hub if you wanted to come in, grab a cocktail, grab a gummy, and you work on your laptop, a social environment for people.
Nice,
who
I like
don't
it.
Out. Yeah.
It's a theme lounge. And you know what? I read a story 2 or 3 years ago. They said that more and more franchises are going to be themed, you know, and I think you're in the forefront and the precipice of something really special. Let me ask you this. What kind of new isomers was scheduled to be released within the next several months? Earlier, we talked about Delta 9, Delta 10. Bring us up to speed on that, if you would.
Well, right now, we're able to do Delta 8. Delta 8 still is under 0.3% THC, and you still get a euphoric high. So we're making all sorts of products with that type of molecule. So with pressure and heat, we're able to create isomers. Because right now, if you look at CBD, CBD is still very low price. It's going for a kilo about $300 and $350. But once you convert that isolate into an isomer, the prices jump. So like if you create, a Delta 8 liter would go for about $450 to $500, possibly $600, predicated on the size and the volume and the color that we sell. More importantly, Delta 10 starts creeping up at around $8,000 to $1,000. TCH O is also about $1,100. And then if you go to HHC, you could probably get $1,200 to $1,500, predicated on how many you buy and in volume. So what that has done is we've been able to increase our revenues for the simple reason we're able to create these isomers. And then CBN, CBG, all of this stuff is now coming out. Even CBV is an appetite suppressant that we're currently working on. We're not close to finishing the SLP, but those are the kind of isomers that we'll see in the future.
Marco, we got about 30 seconds left, and I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I believe we have grown our balance sheet from $2 or $3 million from the last time I spoke to you to $16 million in assets. We have about 3.4 million shares in the company today, ballpark. We have about 786,000 shares in DTC or in the float, ballpark. It's an exciting time in our life, and I want people to keep following us. And quarter after quarter, hopefully we deliver what we say we can.
My guest today has been Canby Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CANB. Marco Alfonsi has been my guest today. He is the CEO and president of Canby Corp. Marco, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you come back and become a regular, come on the show every 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Will do, Everett, and yes, I plan on doing that now that everything's opened back up and we're hopefully back to business as normal.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.